Please, I hope what I'm saying. I hope it's making sense here. I hope you're following it. So let me. So don't forget that what I brought that issue that persistence in prayer is the same thing we have been teaching, but now we are trying to draw it over the matter of persistence, over the matter of time. That is your prayer for yourself. Don't exert your energy. Or, but you know, last week that car. So you form your image. Really, really. If you look at it properly, eh? God said, don't waste time with that. Don't waste time with that. If you like a car, you say, this car is fine. Oh, wow. Say, Lord, I like that. All right? And he knows you like it. No, believe me. And constantly, see that prayer? I said before, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's a prayer you should continually pray. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall drive a Hummer. What if they, look, listen. If you like Hummer, it's not bad. That's not scripture, however. That the Hummer is not Bible. It's not a Quran, but it's not Bible. It's nothing. It's just Hummer. Do you get the point I'm making? Hummer is just Hummer. But what is scripture? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want means I shall not lack. Anything that I need in life, I will have at the time that I need it. All the resources of my life, all right, they abundantly supply. All the needs I have, God is pouring forth supplies towards them. That's my constant confession. When I have money, I say that. When I don't have money, I say that. That is the kind of thing, when I continually say it all the time, then, you know, angels have different functions. There are some Michaelic angels that fight demons of lack. That may sound like a joke, but I mean it literally. If somebody wants to die, they don't know how to fight. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. If somebody wants to, maybe somebody is about to cross the road and call Achille, and that angel is there, he doesn't understand what's going on. Say, better whistle for the Michael. I don't know the one that's going on here. They're yucking you for nothing. But say you no go see food chop. He will bring out the sword. Say, where are the demons of hunger? That you won't see food. Then the car knock you down. You are ill and you are in hospital. He doesn't care. But while you are in hospital, doctor will pass tube to give you food, as far as he's concerned. Because any demon that says you will not eat, he will cast into the lake of fire before God has a chance to do it. No, I'm serious with what I'm saying. It sounds funny, but that's just the way they are. That's what the Bible calls ministering spirits, sent forth to go and minister on behalf of those that are inheriting salvation. I don't know who told this story, which book I read it in. A man in which, I think his angels on assignment or something, he saw angels appear and they said, we have come to do warfare for your finances. I'm telling you the truth. Remember what I said earlier? It's a constant word that a man is uttering from the earth that reaches a particular level that God releases. It just calls, enough. Oh, yeah, you guys, move. And then they break forth into the sphere where that man is and start knocking out every demon of lack. If you constantly utter God's word, you know what the Bible says? He said that, how does it go again? Talking about his angels, they're hearkening to the voice of his word. Something struck me in that particular psalm. I think it's Psalm 103 thereabout. He said that these angels, they hearken unto the voice of his word. Now, he didn't say they hearken unto the voice of God. I don't know whether I get my point. What did he say they hearken unto? The voice of his word, wherever it's coming from. If I utter his word, they hearken unto that voice because it is uttering his word. Are you getting my point? I think someone like Daniel, in fact, I'm looking at my time. We're going to get down to that because I need to explain that. I'm just bringing the first side out here. All right, that's a matter of what to pray for yourself. You maintain the same confession day in, day out, year in, year out, decade in, decade out. I said that last year. I didn't have much money. Makes no difference. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes all grace abound towards me so that I, having all sufficiency in all things, I abound unto every good work. One of the ways by which we discourage ourselves is that we lock on unto things that God didn't give specific words concerning. The color of your shirt. There's nothing wrong with any color of a shirt, but please, he didn't say a word about it. That's why you easily get discouraged. You desire shirt. God, I like this lilac, purple, turquoise mixed together. Fine. That's the way you like it. Ask for that and relax. But your constant confession must build that which he has spoken. I don't know whether you are following what I'm there explaining. That way you never get discouraged. You never get discouraged. He said, men ought always to pray and not to lose heart. I started by saying that it appears like there's always cause for loss of heart because of the drag in the time between when men begin to pray And when they see a manifestation, the man of faith, he picks his words and he doesn't change them. And the only words I found out that you may, look, listen, in my life, I have changed my words concerning material things 10,000 times. If I tell you this, make you laugh. If you know the kind of car I wanted to drive, today, if you had told me then that I won't be driving that car today, I would say, you of your father, the devil. And what is the car? 500 SEL, you know, the beast, the first beast that came out, you know, 600, then they became S600. I love that thing with, the only God did I love more than that, you know, that's a joke, right? But I loved it. I remember that time I loved Patrick and I was there because of the car. I didn't know what he was preaching, I didn't care. But one day I saw him on the road. He had this the S600 white. And the number of it was on it was Zoe. Aya balagados. The Lord is good. And I was in front of a bus. I love the man instantly. After that, the next car came, Zoe 1, Zoe 2, Zoe 3, Zoe 4, Zoe 5. I say, yes. But that Zoe without one or two is a perfect will of God. That was then. But now, I still love the car. I still love the modern ones, but not just love. You know that kind of thing? This car is nice. Though. Very, very nice. Yeah, it's nice. I still like it. I've not changed my mind. But not with that kind of intense love. It don't change. Is you understand my point? Uh-huh. But there's one thing that has never changed. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. That one, I haven't altered it. I have not altered that one till tomorrow. I can't. I can't. You know why I can't? Because it is written. Do you understand my point? Because it is written. The car is not written. That's why I can love it today and not love it tomorrow. If you saw me when you won't recognize me. I don't change you. I don't change. Seriously, I'm telling you. Not be like before. You know, when you were young, if I remember, I think I gave you the gist was, it was my wife's house we went to. We took a tree from here. I was already married then, my friend and I. So they were doing party in the house. They served us malt. So we said, no, my friend and I took snow. Let's have water with our food. I don't drink water. And there was one bro with us. I don't want to know me and I bring and join this side. So, and Chicks and I looked at each other and laughed. And remember that there was a time we were on his side. When we're much younger, how can they offer you malt and you say you want water? But then we are reaching a point where you don't begin to check the size of your waist. You just look in the mirror, say, well, that fool, they here, not they there. They realize that malt is not necessarily the will of God. That is water that he said will never fail. He didn't say malt will not fail. What I'm saying is that outward desires, they change. You desire something today. By the time you reach the level that you can afford, you realize that I really don't need it. My problem that time was poverty. So I needed this thing to make myself feel like I have prospered. Not that I have really prospered. I don't need it anymore. You suddenly realize your true desires. Now, what is it? You see, people will not get anything. They save money to buy gold. You know what I mean? Pay small, small. Poverty. Pay small, small. If you are really prospered, you go look, say, what is it? I don't need it. When I have, you know, that's the way it is. When I have money, I will buy. Do you understand my point? That is, your desires change. But only the word of God abides forever. The reason why we get discouraged is because we lock our face onto material things. Even when we can't hold them steady. Today you tell God, this is the car I like. Tomorrow your friend comes with a new one. Baba God, erase that prayer. I'm going to start again. He said, Lord, you know that prayer where I pray yesterday? Say yet. He said, select it. He delete. He said, Baba God, go recycle bin. Come out for there. He said, why now? I don't want it again. Say, hey, there we go again. Oh yeah, let us start. Then you change the car. That's why you are discouraged. That's why sometimes God can't even answer you. He doesn't. You think you know what you want. He knows you don't. But only the word of God abides forever. So when he said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream, that one cannot change. It can't change. It can't change. I didn't form it. I read it. It was recorded. One jot cannot pass away until it is fulfilled. How can I change it? Let me just add this to it. So that's for you when you're praying for yourself. Don't forget our small manual. Taken from Psalm 23, Psalm 91, and some other psalms. Added with you know, general spirit from different parts of the scripture concerning what God has said concerning you. You are not, you see, as a child of God, personally, if your faith, you don't have any lack, you don't have any need. Believe me, God supplies all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That's what he's doing concerning your life. Just maintain that positive confession of his word, not of your desires. Of what? His word. But then, let's take the second side. Daniel here began to pray. He was praying for the nation of Israel. That's that first one I read. Let's go down Daniel chapter 9. Don't bother opening to it. I'll just refer to it. It said, in the first year of King Darius's reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, the prophet, for the completion of the nation of Jerusalem, 70 years. And then he began to seek God and began to utter prayers. Now, what I want to bring out here is this. Because of time, let me quickly jump to what I want to say. There are princes something in aggressive prayer. He was talking about praying. Now, let me just say this. The disciples of Jesus came at the time and said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he said, when you pray, literally what he said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name and all of that. Now, he actually gave them words to use in prayer. Let me say this to you. They said that teach us to pray like John taught his disciples to pray. That the disciples of John, they had prayers they used to say. Are you getting my point? And like I told you, it's not give a prayer point, everybody scatter. No. It was almost like the people were chanting. I don't know whether you get my point. When it was time to pray, like this morning in the house, I just had an idea, and I'm going to develop it later. As my children, they came around, and I just, okay, everybody let us pray. We sang a song or two and all of that. And I started teaching them to repeat some things. He that dwells in the secrets of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I thought about it. This would be nice. I intend to create like 10 to 20 of that. And my prayer to God is that they will be able to recite all those 20 prayers anytime. So when you tell them in the morning, at night, pray, they will just start, he that dwells in the secret of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, everybody will repeat, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. They will be uttering those words. We like to get too innovative. That's part of our problem. Use words that have no meaning, at least to us. No, it's not necessary, really. No, believe me, it's not necessary. It said, God is in heaven, and you're on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. That's what the Bible said. It's not a multitude of words. Do you understand my point? Now, the reference says something, because of time, let me round off. If I remember, I may continue this discussion so that we can get our full understanding. He said, there's what he calls specific, directed, persistent prayer given by the Holy Spirit. Now, these words I will pick because they are so in line with Scripture. Number one, it says specific. Number two, it was specific, directed, let's take as one word. That is, there's something they are aiming at. Then number two is what? Persistent. That's what we have been discussing. Persistent. He said, persistent prayer, this one given by the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you why I should emphasize that given by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are things that are recorded clearly in Scripture that we can pray about. Like I was talking about, somebody gave me some hint about what is possibly going on in the Nigerian banking sector. Alright? There is a northern agenda to take over the banks. Please don't believe it. I'm begging you, as Pastor Banky, don't believe it. I have to go and pray. What I did was I entered my study to pray about the matter. Now, please follow what I'm saying. So I was careful. But what did I pray based upon? That's where I'm going. I prayed based upon what? Justice. If a man would just get up like that and do that, if that was what was happening, there's injustice. Are you getting my point? And the Lord saw and it displeased him. So when you know what God sees and he's displeased, then that's platform for prayer. Are you getting my point? I said simply, Lord, and I'm teaching you to pray along that line if you are interested in such things. I don't know whether this is true or this is wrong, but what I'm praying against is injustice. What is wrong is wrong. What is bad, all right, is bad. And the Lord saw and he was displeased. When people who were doing righteousness were becoming praise of those who were doing wickedness, the Bible said God saw and he was displeased. I said, Lord, I don't know the details. Let's not be sentimental. Do you understand my point? That's why you don't just pray rashly. I told you before, a lot of prayers given in scattered. I've been to places where, as a man was preaching, it was a prophetic conference. I was there. As he was talking, I knew the Lord was leaving. In fact, I blessed me and God work out to come out together. I said, Baba God, you ready? Let's go. No, because this man was, come on, he was. You see, there's what my pastor in Lagos said that time. He said he discovered that this is a pastor talking. He said, I discovered I had become a Nadeko prophet. Did you hear that? He said, before you know what happened, a man becomes a Nadeko prophet. You know what's Nadeko? If you remember politics about 10 years ago, Abacha's reign and his death, Nadeko was very powerful. Nadeko was one metamorphosis to AD. Men who were fighting for democracy in Nigeria. My pastor said, I realized I was becoming a Nadeko prophet. I went somewhere and I saw a Maso prophet who did not know he was a Maso prophet. I'm not joking about that. I went for the conference thinking, but I said, this is politics now. This is not gospel. We have to be careful. We really have to be careful when we are praying. Some of the prayers you are praying, they are backfiring so badly. You don't know. Other people you are praying against, that the people that God is blessing. Be careful. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. So that's why that word Holy Spirit is very important. Maybe later I'll talk about when the Bible talks about praying in the Spirit. Most of us Pentecostals think praying in the Spirit means praying in other tongues. No, that's not what it means. I'm sorry to disagree, but that's not what it means. When James talked about praying in the Spirit, actually he specifically was referring to a certain kind of prayer. You pray with your understanding. Are you getting my point? I don't have time to discuss it today. All right? I'm not saying people shouldn't pray in other tongues. Like Paul said, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than ye all. That's not what I'm saying. The point I'm making, all right, is that that's not what he said. Praying the Spirit is not scatter. You know, Pentecostals, we are quite unruly. You know what I mean? Very, 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 very. We like to scatter. What was the reference calling prayer given by the Holy Spirit? Let me just summarize because of time, all right? Now, what he was saying simply is that based on inspiration, you know exactly what God wants to do. But I like inspiration to be understood from two perspectives. There are things that are clear in Scripture. Like I gave as an example now. Injustice, as far as God is concerned, is injustice. Are you getting my point? Therefore, it is right to pick matters based on simple premise of justice and pray about them. Are you getting what I'm saying? All right? Now, there are some things that come to you simply by inspiration. And I can't discuss that today, but as you grow as a believer, you get to know what is inspired. Is that okay? Now, Derek Prince said that God gave him prayers. They were short prayers. They were not lengthy words. You will see it in that tape if you listen to it. They were not lengthy words, but they are things that had to do directly with something that was happening. For example, I don't know whether I have that fully written here. During the course of the Second World War, he prayed for, he was in the British Army. He said, God, give us leaders so that it will be for your glory to give us victory through them. That's it. Count the number of words. It's not maybe about less than 20 words. Simple to remember. Easy to utter. Are you getting my point? But he prayed that simple prayer continuously. He never stopped. God, give us leaders, he said, so that it will be for your glory that you will give us victory through them. I narrated this story of his in that chapter and that book, How to Work for God, on the chapter and the section on prayer is work. He said, as a young believer, he didn't even know how he got to know this. He was alone, the only Christian in his team, and the Holy Spirit stirred him up to pray when he saw what was going on. That in their military, brigade then, they were in the desert, northern Nigeria, Africa. They didn't have enough water to drink or to wash their clothes. They found it cheaper to wash their clothes in high quality petrol than in water. So if your shirt dirty, you go ask for small petrol, put them inside, shuku, dry them. Because water was too precious. He said, yet, the military officers, all right, had more water to mix their drink in the officers' mess than the soldiers had for a whole day's ration of cook, drink, wash, base, and everything put together. They give a daily ration of water. The men were using more to mix their whiskey in the mess. You know, the officers' mess, where the officers chill out. No wonder they were suffering one defeat after another, because the morale of the men was very low. That was when he began to pray. And of course, they were what they call the Axis army. They were moving them. The German and Italian army were moved. They suffered a very long defeat, retreated. Then he kept on praying this prayer. Then one day something happened. Their commander, I mean the field marshal, was withdrawn, and they sent another man to come and replace him. As the man was going to land, his plane had an accident, crash landed. He was flung out of the plane. He broke his neck and he died. And then the British Prime Minister, then, what's his name now? Winston Churchill, unilaterally appointed a particular man to come and command the army. And that man was, Bernard Montgomery. I think, for those of you who know war history, he said that man, later I went to read about him. When I read the story, I went to go and read about him, check some information on the Second World War and all of that. The man was the son of a Baptist minister who knew how to pray. And the reference, years, much later, because they had this particular battle, they called the Battle of Al-Alamein, where they really defeated the German forces. He said, later on, the reporters were reporting what happened before that final battle. And they said, the man gathered his officers and said, let us pray to the Lord of hosts to give us victory in this battle. Before they commenced a major assault, they gathered and they prayed. This was reported on radio. He said, the Holy Spirit just said to him, that was the answer to your prayer. Are you getting my point? As we go on, we'll take specific issues, all right? We'll pray for the nation. What I told all of this to let us know that there are people, they call them intercessors for Nigeria. Some people may know about them. They've been praying for this country for years. Some people say that, how come we have not made progress? Don't let me insult somebody, but let me just tell you something. We are making progress. We are making more progress than you can imagine. And when you are casting out demons, they throw tantrums. You know that? They throw tantrums. That's what they do. Jesus said, come out of him. They tell the guy, almost cast him into heaven. Don't worry, he's coming out. Do you get my point? Let nobody lie to you that we're not making progress. But men ought always to pray and not what? Faint. Two things I've said. The second one, well, again, time is gone. Because I really want us, at least concerning the nation, what I'll do is that, maybe by next time, you know, like last time we had a lot of prayers concerning the nation, we'll write down some things. Then I'll give a few samples. There's one I have in my book. I'll copy it out. Give us a few samples that you can use for your brother, your sister, your father, your mother, your cousin, somebody that you love, your husband, your wife, you know, pray for somebody. What I'm trying to say is that one of the things that discourages people that you think you have to be innovative. I say, when we get to church, I like the way pastor prays. Our pastor starts like this. And it thundered from heavens. And then from the seas, it began to arise, the spirit as it were. And you know, service those kind of language. And then the thing goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And it finishes one long language you don't understand. Neither does he understand. Maybe the Lord understands. And then when they say, let us pray, you are discouraged. Because you cannot speak any of that language. We bros, they talk for church. If I say this, it will not make many people happy. But I'm a pastor, I know. A lot of things we do in church, Na acting, I know. I'm not saying all, though. And I'm not saying it's bad, but just part of it. When they say pray, you raise your neck, put it in my phone. Takato. half of our home video. Believe me. It's not nice, boys. But you too said you don't do them before. You were looking for the words that will impress everybody. Me too, I don't do them before. No, only you. I they try to stop them. I never stop them and finish. How can they call you up in church? Say, Pastor, I come and pray. You won't pray good prayer. You go pray good prayer now. As you have proposed, as it were, from the beginning, the evangelist, you speak all the words. You say, Pastor, they pray. It doesn't have any meaning, most of it. When we finish the show, we'll go house. I'm telling you, don't be discouraged. It can be, Lord, have mercy. In fact, a fellow of mine the other day, I spoke to him on the phone. He had some serious challenges. And he wasn't thinking straight and all of that. So I told him, repeat after me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my iniquities. And when I want to pray for him, that's what I pray for him. Lord, have mercy upon him. Forgive him of his iniquities. It's not hard. Cause him to see light. Help him to have understanding. Lord, is my friend. I witness that this is how he lived life. But mercy, Lord, is with you. I know you can forgive and make anew. In Jesus' name, I'm asking you for this person. Have mercy upon him. Every day I remember him. Father, I'm asking you, have mercy upon him. Forgive him of his iniquities. Where he has done things all right, that's deserving of death, Lord, have mercy on him. Show him the path of truth. Let him come to obey you. Five lines. You say the same thing again and again. It is vain repetitions that's not good. Are you getting my point? So he said to the disciples, teach us to pray. No, the disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. They were to have specific words that they will use. But the thing is that they must have meaning. You pray for Nigeria. Listen, when you are praying for things like Nigeria, you know, when I say things now, nations, big things, you know, societies, that's when the things are hard. There are princes called, you know, kings of, this prince of Persia, hanging around, saying a lie. You think devil wants, the Bible says that the strong man, when he binds, keeps his goods are safe. Satan is that strong man. It's people that are his goods. He's kept them. Your prayer is like weapons you are throwing at him. Therefore, it doesn't disappear in one day. I hope you've gotten my point. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you in the name of Jesus because you have blessed us. Everybody just repeat after me our prayer. I thought we'll do it. Let's just take 5 minutes and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You say, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He said, he guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. His angels are round about me. His staff and his rod, they comfort me. He has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and he has anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows. I have divine ability to do all I am supposed to do. He makes all grace abound towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things, and I abound unto every good work. I am a giver. I am not a beggar. Say it again. I am a giver. I am not a beggar. All grace abounds towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things, and I have excess for good work, because I am a giver. And I am not a beggar. He said, prosperity flows towards me like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Prosperity flows towards me like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. According to the word of God, I am revived. He has forgiven my iniquities. He has healed my diseases. He has satisfied my years with good things. And my youth is renewed like an eagle's. The angel of God, they are about me. And they deliver me. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, So I am surrounded by the power of God. I am constantly delivered. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my hiding place. Therefore, I am not afraid. I will not die young. I will not die young. I will live and fulfill God's purpose for my life. I walk above the temptations of the devil. I am stronger than him. Because greater is he that is in me than the devil that's out there. I am an overcomer. I'm an overcomer above sin. I'm an overcomer above sicknesses. I am an overcomer above defeat. That's what Jesus has made me. And I maintain my confession. If God is with me, nobody can be against me. I want to say this, make everybody laugh, but say it. Say, I'm a dangerous man. I'm a dangerous woman. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we prophesy concerning our nation that peace shall be within her in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that prosperity shall be within her walls in the name of Jesus Christ. That abundance will be within this nation in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the rain that you have given to us and the sun that shines upon both believers and unbelievers. Lord, we thank you because the prosperity will fall like rain and shine like sun in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke the activities of every agent of the devil. We come against corruption. We come against injustice. We come against armed robbery. We come against kidnapping. And we declare all those works frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ. We say, peace be upon this nation. As its flag is, so it shall experience in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with this nation. This country will prosper. This state, Enugu, will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Security, we prophesy upon this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Specifically concerning this state, we said security. It will be spoken. Now listen, brethren, it will be spoken. You will read in the newspapers. They will say there is no state as peaceful as Enugu State in Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. Because we are the salt of the earth and we have chosen, Lord, to rise up and call upon you. We say, Lord, hear and bless this state in the name of Jesus. Let security be her portion in the name of Jesus. Let every armed robber meet with quick destruction in the name of Jesus. Let every kidnapper fall into his own trap in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the money he's looking for be his own doom in the name of Jesus. We declare that they will not prosper in this land in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. Lord, we say, as you have created good roads on our major routes, they will go even into our inner streets in the name of Jesus. Listen, brethren, people will come and observe what is going on in our state and implement them in their own states in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have made some states in Nigeria put other governors under pressure. Lagos State, Enugu State, those days, Cross River State. Things were done that people say, so this thing can happen in Nigeria. We say, Lord, greater things will happen in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, because you have placed us here and we reside here. We ask, Lord, that you make Enugu a shining light for other governors to see and emulate in the name of Jesus. Lord, not because of the governor that is there right now. No, that's not what we are saying. We're not saying we see a good man, so state go good. We are saying that as the people of God, we declare that goodness and mercy will follow us in this state in the name of Jesus Christ. And in it, we will experience the prosperity of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.